The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, as October 31st looms closer, the nitty-gritty of a no-deal Brexit, border checks and port arrangements are being pored over. The Taoiseach says there will have to be customs checks in a no-deal scenario, but where they will happen isn't very clear. We're joined now by a customs expert, Derek Dunn, Managing Director of Manifests Ireland, and he's been exploring possible alternatives to customs posts on the border. Derek, you're very welcome to the programme. What does the company do?
So effectively, we are customs brokers. We're engaged currently in clearing goods coming from China, Japan, Korea, and engaging in the customs processes that already exist. And
so when the single market came along, before that there would have been lots more brokers agents because it would have included UK, EU. But with the absence of that, all of these goods coming in from around the world still have required customs.
Absolutely. Back in the early 90s when we went to the free trade and movement of goods within the EU, all of a sudden customs brokers disappeared. And there's only a limited few of us available now. Currently, we do about 1.6 million declarations per annum. The expectation is that that will go to 20 million and taking a north-south scenario into up to 49 million. So there's got to be suddenly a very big demand for what is a very limited pool of customs brokers that are available out there at the moment.
Are you one of the few people in the country who might benefit from a no-deal pressure on the border?
I definitely wouldn't see it as a benefit because while it may be short-term good for Manifest Ireland, we only have limited capacity. We're in the same position that other companies are in. What do we do or what don't we do? We don't have a room full of customs clerks just ready to switch on. My opinion is it takes about 2 years to train up a customs clerk to have them efficient and be able to cover the full gamut of customs requirements.
It takes 2 years?
Yeah. So we're looking at commodities varying from furniture, tables, chairs, to food, to right across all demands. Now, for companies who may be dealing in one product, that's different and they can focus on that one area. But to create a customs broker that can cover that full gambit and have that knowledge.
And are you being swamped? I mean, did the phone really start ringing? Well, when did it start ringing in this process?
I suppose we watched it very closely. I came away from a meeting with the Customs Consultative Committee and Revenue have been very, very good in reaching out to the trade and communicating with people. Back in December of 2017, there was a realisation that customs declarations would be a real possibility. And because Ireland is part of the EU and we observed the Union Customs Code, we've got the set of rules and regulations are already there. So we know what's expected from us as members of the EU. The UK are leaving that. They can chop and change and they come up with their simplified procedures and everything else as they see fit. But we know exactly where we're going. So that was the realisation when it was starting to happen. Then we saw the gradual interest starting to come from companies. Companies who have had no engagement or haven't had any engagement with customs. One particular company that we started working with, courier company delivering the packages, the e-commerce goods that are arriving, they were potentially going to become from doing no customs declaration to potentially the biggest customs broker in Ireland. Over 2 million declarations.
And did the phone start ringing more when Boris Johnson took over? Or?
No, when Theresa May decided it was time for her to step down, that's when the phone really started ringing. I think the expectation was that it was not going to continue and there would be a change.
When it comes to the border, north-south, and I think many people are aware of the conundrum and the difficulty and the obvious need to have some kind of checks and balances, technology can go some of the way. How do you see that working?
For non-agricultural products, we can clear goods away from the border. And for legitimate traders who are engaging in trade, they can pre-plan and they can clear their goods before they leave their factory. They can clear their goods into the UK if declarations are going to be required there. And that will happen. For agricultural products, it's far more challenging because of the border inspections that are required for goods arriving into the EU. And that's where the real challenge will be. And at the moment, that inspection must take place at the border. So currently, goods coming from outside the EU will be inspected at Dublin Port or Dublin Airport. Rosslare will become a border inspection post. But where that challenge will be met at the border will be an interesting one.
So along the border with the north, that becomes the frontier of non-EU territory. Why can't we just say, well, we'll do the inspections in just outside Dundalk or in Drogheda or wherever?
Well, the reality is we set up somewhere in Dundalk and the truck crosses the border and he just bypasses Dundalk and he keeps on going. And now we're in the single market. So an example, and it's a very real example, New Zealand have said with the UK, we really want to do a trade deal with the UK when they leave. New Zealand lamb starts to arrive into the UK. It finds its way up to the north of Ireland, and then it comes down south. So now Irish farmers are looking at that. It may be just the two or three legs of lamb that I put in the boot of my car as I come down from Sainsbury's, or it may be the 40-foot truck that's going to bring down 25 tonnes of it. It finds its way into France, it finds its way into Germany, and then the single market is effectively being adulterated by these goods coming into the EU.
So in a sense, what you're saying is that the large-scale traders, they can get pre-clearance, the technology exists to do that. If everybody obeyed the law, technology could work. But inevitably, you have to have a system that checks whether the system is working or being abused. And that's where the problem is.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And it's allowing the authorities to be able to do that correctly. So if legitimate businesses are falling in line and doing what they need to do and are customs compliant, then the focus goes on to the illegitimate trade, and it's how to police that.
So is there a realistic solution then? If you give the example of, let's say, New Zealand lamb or whatever it might be, and if the checks are taking place in Dundalk or in Drogheda, and a truck decides they're not going to go to the pull-in place in the town, they're inside the system, they're inside the EU at that stage, and they keep going. Are you saying it has to be done at the border? But we've already said politically that's just not going to happen.
So if we look at land borders elsewhere in the EU, we look at Bulgaria and Turkey, we look at Estonia and Latvia with Russia, those land borders are already operating in that fashion. So the EU's expectation, the EU's set of rules and regulations look for it to happen at that border. Now, the EU are very, very cognizant of the Irish border, as the Irish government are, and I think somewhere along the line there has to be some type of an acceptance from the EU that they can't apply the rules hard and fast.
Is an acceptance to turn a blind eye? Is that what it actually amounts to? For example, the EU said as recently as this week, they published some papers and they said that people shouldn't be worried about the 1st of November, for example. In a sense, nothing is likely to change. It'll all feel and look the same. And it becomes a greater issue as the UK disaligns itself or moves further away from EU requirements and regulations over time, and they're prepared to be flexible over time. But they've said, we're not getting a derogation from the law. We're just going to be given some flexibility.
So effectively, I believe what they're saying is that the transition period, which we hoped would exist in the withdrawal agreement, that hasn't been accepted by the Houses of Parliament, and that was expected to run from the 29th of March until December 2020, that gave businesses a time to adjust and adapt. And I believe this is the transition period which the EU are now saying, OK, if we can't do it through a withdrawal agreement, we need to do it through a relaxing of our rules and regulations, and then bringing that into play.
One of the problems is, with crossing the border, we can have freedom of movement of people, we can have the common travel area, everybody is allowed to go backwards and forwards, you can have large trucks associated with very large businesses that have pre-clearance. But if there is a check close to the border, even a mobile temporary check from time to time, if it slows things down a little bit, we'll have a big backlog of traffic. And that's what people are very concerned about. It will disrupt their going to work other business.
So I recall the times at Carrigarnon where there were queues of trucks, and a lot of the media coverage from Brexit early on showed these photographs. And what has come into play is information technology has improved the process. So we can, before we dispatch a truck, we can know that it's cleared through customs. Will there be spot checks? Will there be credit? I believe the types of checks that will take place is that a transport company will get a phone call to say, we saw your truck crossing the border this morning at 10 o'clock. Can you tell us where he was going, what his customs declaration was, and that everything is compliant?
Does that mean cameras, fixed cameras?
It could be a number of different ways of doing it. And while Revenue are very forthcoming in communicating, they're not divulging how they're going to do that or what their plans are for in doing that. So that remains to be unclear. But I still think there are ways that they can police the border and have an understanding of the trade that's moving backwards and forwards.
Is it a recipe for wide-scale smuggling, do you think?
I really don't know. I think it's going to be a very unusual border situation, and there's going to be a requirement to tighten that up.
OK. Derek Dunn, Managing Director of Manifest Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.